USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, after meeting with Saudi Arabian officials, says the kingdom denies knowing anything about what happened inside their consulate to Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. However, his colleague at the Washington Post, David Ignatius, says,
I was with three of Jamal's children on Monday, who came to see a number of us at the Washington Post. And what they want is for an international investigation that is credible.
Pompeo says the Saudis have agreed they'll launch an intensive investigation. First Lady Melania Trump is safe after her plane makes an emergency landing this morning. Smoke detected aboard the Air Force jet just minutes after takeoff from Joint Base Andrews in Maryland. Everybody's okay. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
A North Carolina state trooper killed this morning, shot during a traffic stop. Officials identify the trooper as Kevin Connor, who had pulled over a motor vehicle for speeding. At about 12:15 a.m., the driver firing several shots before fleeing the scene, but was eventually caught. Roseanne Barr is tearing into ABC for killing off her character. Last night's premiere of the Roseanne spinoff, The Connors, revealing that Roseanne's character died from an overdose of prescription pain pills. Barr and a rabbi say in a joint statement the death was, quote, an unnecessarily grim and morbid dimension to an otherwise happy family show. A week since Hurricane Michael devastated the Florida panhandle, and over 1,100 people are still listed as missing. Many are elderly or disabled. The death toll is 29 from the storm. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The Trump campaign says it's raised over $100 million for his 2020 re-election bid. The latest filing with the Federal Election Commission showing the president held two major fundraisers between July and September that raised $18 million, and he has $47 million in the bank, with the rest going to the administrative and legal costs and paying off some past campaign debts. It is rare for a sitting president to start raising campaign funds this early. Barack Obama had raised only about $2.3 million at this point in his presidency. Lots of rain raising rivers beyond their banks in central Texas this week. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Governor Greg Abbott has declared a state of disaster in 18 central and south Texas counties hit by serious flooding. He says the flooding has caused severe property damage and threatens loss of life. Fire Chief Palmer Buck.
We're doing evacuations and rescues of people. As the water continues to come up, we're starting to pull people out of houses, and that's what our guys are doing right now. We just want to keep encouraging people to stay off the roads. If they're in some place, stay safe.
And the Mega Millions jackpot soaring again as nobody claimed the main prize last night. It's now at $868 million. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.